Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Dalad Amud Beis. We're holding on Dalad Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Madlin Liyaraka is Kedelo Eichlan. A person's allowed to draw water from a well and water his vegetables in order to eat the vegetables. So even though perhaps it's Tirchi Yaseira, still, it's Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, it's going to be Mutter. You're allowed to be Madlin Liyarakos. In order to have food for Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to water the vegetables. V'im b'shvil liyafaisan, aser. However, if you're just doing it to make them nicer, you want them to grow better, so presumably it's not a davar avid, and memelo, or even if it is, maybe it's Tzarech Yaseira, and therefore that's going to be aser. It's only Mutter Kedei Lo'achlan. Ravina v'Rabba Teisva says the Gemara story that Ravina and Rabba Teisva have a Ka'azli Borcha that were one time traveling on the road, and Chazu Lahu Gavra Davadali Davla B'chulu D'mayado, and they saw a certain person, he was drawing water and watering his vegetables in Chol HaMoed. So Amar Le Rabba Teisva L'Ravina, so Rabba Teisva, perhaps he was called Rabba Teisva because he was a Baki in Teisefta, so this Rabba Teisva, he says to Ravina, that Lesi Mar in L'Shamte, that Mar, Ravino, you should go and you should put this person in Nidoy. You should put him in Nidoy because he's violating Isra Malach on Chol HaMoed. He's watering his vegetables. So Amar Le, so Ravino says back to Rabbi Teisva, what's wrong with watering your vegetables? Maybe he's doing it because he wants to eat them. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Manlin Liyarako is Kedei Laichlan. You're allowed to water your vegetables on Chol HaMoed if you're doing it in order to eat them. So what's wrong with what this person's doing? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Teisva said back to Ravina, Mi Savris, my Madlin Maya. Oh, that's the way you learned the Braisa. You understood the Braisa when it said Madlin Liyarako is Kedei Laichlan, that it meant that you're allowed to draw water and water your vegetables in order to eat it? No, that's not what the Braisa means. My Madlin, you want to know what Madlin means? Madlin is shlufe. Madlin means to thin out the vegetables, which means if you have too much of a concentration of vegetables growing, so then the nutrients of the ground aren't going to go to all the vegetables because there's too many. So what you do is you thin out, you cut away some of the vegetables. And in this way, the vegetables that are growing are going to be nicer. They're going to be better. So that's what Madlin means. And Madlin, you're allowed to be Madlin Liyarakos Kedei Lo'eichlan, means that you're allowed to pluck out some of the vegetables to make it thinner so that the vegetables that remain in the ground should grow better. That's what it means. Not that you're allowed to draw water. And what would be the source that Madlin means to thin out? Could it not, like we learned in the Mishnah, that Madlin means to thin out? It says in the Mishnah, in Mesechus Peah, that Hamedol Begefanim, that a person who's thinning out his grapevine, so that's something that a person often does. If he has a grapevine, you cut away some of the offshoots in order that the ones that are growing, they grow better. So Hamedol Begefanim, Keshem Shehu Medal B'Shaloi, Kachu Medal B'Shalaniim, just like that, that's something a person would do by his own grapevine. So too, you're allowed to thin it out to the grapevine of the Aniim. For example, Peah, a person has Peah growing in his field, so he's allowed to thin out the vines to make it that the grapes that grow better, that the grapes that remain, that they grow better for the Aniim. Just like that's something you would do for yourself. You would want the quality of the grapes, even though it's less quantity, but you would rather have less quantity so that the quality of the grapes that remain are better. So too, just like you would do that for yourself, you could do that B'Shal Aniim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that quality beats quantity. However, Rabbi Meir Aimer, B'Shaloi Rashai, V'Enei Rashai B'Shal Aniim. However, Rabbi Meir's chaylek, Rabbi Meir says you might be able to do that with your own grapes. You might like quality over quantity, but the Aniim who are poor, so they would rather have more quantity than quality. For them, they'd rather have less quality grapes as long as they have more grapes for their families. And therefore, you're not allowed to do that b'shal Aniim. Al-Kopanim, you see that Meidal is a lashon of thinning out, and that's what it means in this Braisa as well. Meidal just means to thin out. That's what Rabbi Teisva explained to Ravina, that Meidal really just means to thin out. You're not allowed to water the vegetables. It just means Meidal in the Braisa just meant to thin out. So Amar Lei, so Ravina said to Rabbi Teisva that that's not true. But we learned in the Braisa that Madlin Mai mayim liyarakos kedei loichon. It says lahedya that madlin's referring to watering. It says madlin mayim. You could draw water to water your vegetables on cholamayit in order to eat them. Shamar le, so Rabbi Taisva, he said back to Ravina, itanya tanya. If you have a braisa which said lahedya that madlin is referring to mayim, so inachanami. Without that braisa, I would have told you that madlin is lavdafka referring to mayim. Madlin might just mean thinning out the vegetables. But if you have a braisa that says lahedya that madlin is referring to mayim, so then inachanami, I admit defeat, and madlin really does mean to water. You are allowed to water the vegetables on Yom Tov, on Cholamayit, in order to eat them. The Mishnah had said, "Vein ois and ugyos segifanim," that you're not allowed to make ditches around the vines in order for the water to pool up by the in these ditches right next to the vines to water it so that the vine should have more water. And we said that when we learned the Mishnah that the problem with this is because of tircha yisera. So that's the way we explained the Mishnah. The Gemara over here now is going to give us actually this explanation. The Mai Ugyos, what does it mean to make Ugyos? Amrav Yehuda Banki. It means to make these ditches around the vines. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that Elohim Ugyos Bedidin Shebeikre Zeisem Veshe'ikre Gifanem. That Ugyos refers to the Bedidin, the ditches that are by the roots of the olive tree or the grapevines. So, Mamash, like we explained when we learned the Mishnah. However, ask the Gemara, Eini, is that really true that Ugyos refers to these ditches? V'harav Yehuda Shara Livnei Bar Tesai Lemevet Banki LeKarmei. But we know that Rav Yehuda, he was matter to the people in the town of Tesai to make these banki in their vineyards, to make these ditches. And Rav Yehuda wasn't going to argue on a Mishnah. Right? So obviously Rav Yehuda agrees to the halacha that you're not allowed to make Ugyos. So if he agrees that you're not allowed to make Ugyos, and he held that you were allowed to make these ditches, so it must be he held that Ugyos does not refer to these ditches. So this is a raya that Ugyos does not refer to these ditches. Says the Gemara, no, like Kasha, it's not a stira, it's not a Kasha, habichadti habatike. It depends if you're making a new ditch or an old ditch. The Mishnah which says it's usher to make Ugyos, which we said is referring to Banki, that's talking about making a new ditch. You never had a Banki there, and now you're making one for the first time, so that involves Tirach Yisera, that's going to be usher. That which Rav Yehuda was matter to the Bnei Seisai to make a Banki, Likarmehain, that was talking about where they already had ditches, and they got filled up so that you could remake the ditch. That doesn't involve Tirach Yisera, and that's why he was matter it. But really, Ugyos, like we explained originally, does refer to Banki. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer in Eisen es Ha'ama. We mentioned in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he said that you're not allowed to make a canal on Chol HaMoed, also not on Shemitah. You're not allowed to make a canal. So, says the Gemara, that Bishlam HaMoed, I understand why you can't make a water canal on Chol HaMoed, even for a davar aved, even to water your beis hashlachin, mishum the katarach, because that's tirach yisera. So fine, that makes sense. And you can't do tirach yisera even for a davar aved. Fine, that makes sense. Elashviyas maitaima. But what's wrong with making a water canal on Shemitah? What is there? Is there to make a water canal on Shemitah? So says the Gemara, pligu bar Reb Zeira of Rabbi Abba bar Mamo. And there's a machlokes between Reb Zeira and Rabbi Abba bar Mamo. They argued about what the problem over here is. Chad Amar, one of them explained, b'mnei shenire ka'eder, that the problem on Shemitah with making a water canal is that it's nire ka'eder. Eider means hoeing. It seems like you're hoeing the ground. It seems like you're softening the dirt. You're making this ditch in order to play around with the dirt, to soften it. That's what it looks like. That would be usser. That's getting it ready for planting. And therefore, that's why you're not allowed to make a water canal. V'chad Amar, the other one said, that no, the problem with making a canal is that nesha machshir agaf peha lizria. It's not the ditch itself, it's that what you do is when you make a ditch, you take that dirt and you put it by the banks of the canal. So it's machshir agaf peha lizria. It looks like you're being machshir the banks of the canal for Zriya. That's the issue. You're making this mound of dirt by the banks of the canal, and it looks like you're preparing it for Zriya. That's the problem. So, my benayu, what's the nafkamina if it's nira ka'idir, or it's machshir agapel Zriya? Says the Gemara, ike benayu de ka'asu mayo basre. If, let's say, right after you make the canal, water, as you're digging, water is going into the canal. So is there still a problem on Shemitah to do such a thing, to make a canal, when mamish, as you're digging, water is going in? So if you hold that the concern when you're digging and making this canal is because you're placing the dirt by the banks, and that looks like you're preparing it for Zriya, so then that's going to exist over here also. Who cares if water is going into the canal right away? Lamaisa, you're still being Machshir Agapel Zriya. However, according to the Man D'Amar, who says that the problem with making the canal is because the canal itself, that area, it looks like you're hoeing that area, so then Lekka, here where water right away goes into that spot, so then it's obvious that you're not coming to be either, you're making a canal, and then it would be mutter to do such a thing on Shemitah. However, says the Gemara, that Uluman Da'amar Mimnesha near a Kaider, even according to that Man Da'amar who said that the problem with making a canal is because it's near a Kaider, why would it be mutter in a case where water right away goes in? In a Chanami, you're not going to have a concern that it's near a Kaider, but Leichosh Mimnesha Machshir Agapel Lizria. Why wouldn't he be masking to the other concern? It seems so logical that it looks like you're being Machshir Agapel Lizria. You're preparing the banks of the canal for Zria. Why wouldn't he be concerned for that? It doesn't make sense not to be. So Ella says the Gemara, a different afkamina, that ikevenayu de kashakel minei b'shadi levrai. If let's say as you're digging the dirt from the you're digging this pit, you're making the canal, you're taking that dirt and you're just throwing it away outside the area of the canal. You're scattering it all over. So you're not making a big bank, you're a big mound by the bank of the canal. So according to the Man D'Amar who said that the concern with making the canal was that you're being machshir the banks of the canal for Zriya, here where you're scattering the dirt, so you're not going to have that concern, and then it's going to be mutter. Whereas Laman Da'amar Mimnesha Nira Kaider, according to Laman Da'amar who says that the concern with making the canal is because it looks like you're preparing that area itself, it's Nira Kaider, so then Ika, that's going to be a concern even if you're taking the dirt and scattering it around. So says the Gemara though, Ulaman Damar Mimnesha Machshir Agapel Lizria. Now the other way around, according to the Man Damar who said that the problem with making a canal was that you're being Machshir Agapel Lizria, so still, why is this mutter if you're scattering the dirt? Granted, you're not going to have a concern of Machshir Agapel Lizria, but Lechosh Mimnesha Nirika either. Why isn't he masking to the other Man Damar that this is Nirika either? It seems like such a logical concern. How could he argue on such a thing? Says the Gemara, no, he understood that over here there's no Nirika either. Because either Nami, Kikashako, Beduchte Manachle. Either, when a person hoes the ground, he takes the dirt and he puts it back into its place. He's just softening the dirt. And therefore, over here where you're taking the dirt and scattering it around, it's not Nirika either. The Ritva explains that the Man D'Amar who says that this is a problem with Nirik Eider, he holds that even though it's true that usually when you're Eider, you keep the dirt in its place, there are times where the dirt is really not good, Lizria, and you'll take it and you'll scatter it. And therefore, he's still Chayshish for Eider. And that's the Machaikis, and this would be the case of the Nafkamina, in this case where you're taking the dirt and you're scattering it. Says the Gemara Viter now, Amimar Masni Le Bimnesha Nirik Eider. When Amimar learned our Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that on Shemitah, you're not allowed to make a canal, also not on Chol HaMoed, but we're discussing Shemitah now. When he learned our Mishnah that you're not allowed to make a canal on Shemitah, so Amimar actually taught it Lehedya in the Mishnah that the reason for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the problem is because it's near a Kaider, that when you're digging a pit, it looks like you're making that space for Zriya, so it's near a Kaider, it looks like you're softening the dirt. In which case, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, L'chayra should always hold that there's a problem to make pits on Chol HaMoed. You're never allowed to dig on Chol HaMoed. Anytime you dig, there's going to be a problem of Nirika either. And being that that's the way Amemar learned the Mishnah, the Kasha later Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Adar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Based on this, he had a stira within the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he asked like this, that Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Kosha Nirika either Aser? Did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah really just say this? That any time you have a potential Nirika either, any time you're digging and there's a Nirika either, so it's Aser to do that Malacha on Shemitah? If so, it should always be Aser to dig a pit. And I'll show you that there's a time that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds you're allowed to dig a pit. Where is that? Uraminium. I'll ask you a stira. We learned in the Braisa that Aisa Adam as Zivloi Aitzer. That a person, let's say a person, he has fertilizer, he has some excrement of a behemoth, and he wants to pile it up into his field. So the halacha is, Says the Tanakhama that your Aisa Adam as Zivler Aitzer. You're allowed to take your Zevel and pile it up into your field. So even though you're not allowed to be Mezavel your field on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to fertilize your, we're talking about Shemitah. That even though you're not allowed to fertilize your field on Shemitah, if you're making it into a pile, so then it's obvious that you're not being Mezavel. The fact that you're making it into a pile is clear that you're not spreading it out over your field. You're not coming to be Mezavel it. You're just storing away your Zevel. You happen to be storing it in your field, and so the Tanakhama holds that that's okay to do that on Shemitah. Rabbi Meir Eiser. However, Rabbi Meir says that no, you're not allowed to pile it up in your field, even though it's in a pile. That's still going to be usur, because it's nearer like you're being mezavel your field. It looks like you're fertilizing your field. And unless, achiyamik shleisha tfachim, if you dig into the ground three tfachim, and you put the fertilizer there, or achiyagbiyag shleisha tfachim, or you make a some sort of structure three tfachim above the ground, and you put the fertilizer there. So in these cases, it doesn't look like you're being mezavel, that's okay. Or also hayalei davar muat, if you already had a layer of fertilizer on the ground, so then being that fertilizer is already there, so maysef alav hayleich, you're allowed to then mound up some more fertilizer on top of that. That won't be look like you're fertilizing your field, because it's not actually touching the field. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Eiser. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah asserted in this last case, he held that even if you have a little bit of fertilizer on the ground, you're not allowed to mound more fertilizer on top of that. Unless you do one of those other two Eitzas, meaning he only held of the other two Eitzas to dig into the ground three Tfachim and to put the fertilizer there, or to raise it up three Tfachim and to put the fertilizer there, or to put it on top of a rock. But what do you see from this Braisa? That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said you're allowed to be Yamik Shleisha. You're allowed to dig into the ground three Tfachim and put the fertilizer over there. Now the question is how you allowed to dig that three tefachim. When you're digging that three tefachim, it's near a ka'idr. So we have a stira in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah really say that there's a problem of making a canal in Shemitah because of near a ka'idr? When you dig, it's near a ka'idr? So how did he allow digging in this braisa? So says the Gemara, Rab Zeir of Rab Abba Bar Mamo, they said to answer this kasha, they each had a different teretz. Chad Omer, one of them said, Kegoin Shehemik. Now we're not talking about a case where a person's digging on Shemitah. We mean to say in a place where a person already dug three tfachim, if he already has a ditch that's three tfachim deep, so then you're allowed to put the fertilizer there. The Chad Omer, Zivloi Mechiachalav. The other one said to answer that no, you're taka allowed to dig. What about Nirakaider? Since you're putting the Zevel over there, since you're putting the fertilizer over there, so that shows, that makes it, that takes away the Nirak Eider, and that's why it's mutter in this case. Now we said in the Mishnah, Umesaknin esemikukalis b'mayit, that you're allowed to fix a broken canal on Chol HaMoed, even though you can't make a new one, but if a canal got stuffed up, it got a little bit broken, so you're allowed to redig it, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. So says the Gemara, Maimikul Keles, how broken is it, could it be? How stuffed up could it be that now you're allowed to dig it back up again and fix it? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Shimhaisa Amuka Tefach, Mamida Al Shisha Tfachim. If it originally was a 6 tefach canal, and it got stuffed up, now it's only 1 tefach deep, so it got stuffed up 5 tefachim, so you're allowed to dig 5 tefachim into the ground and to make it back into a 6 tefach canal like it was from the beginning. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Now says the Gemara that Pshita, it's obvious. The halacha in the following case is obvious. That chatzi tefach al shleisha tefachim. Let's say the canal right now, it got stuffed up and now it's only 0.5 tefach. And you want to dig it back up to be 3 tefachim. So that is pashut in such a case, kaven deloy aver maya loy klomu. That's going to be aser. Because since water is not going to pass very well through a canal that's only 3 tefachim deep, so you're not accomplishing anything. And therefore, granted this won't be Tirchia Seira, if anything you're doing less work than in the previous case, but it's Tircha Shol Tzarech, it's not a Tzarech Yomtev, it's not a Tzarech Hamayet, because it's not really going to accomplish much. So that's going to be Aser, that's Pshita. It's also Pshita, the Halacha, in the following case, that Tfachayim Al Shnei Masar. If you have a canal that's right now only 2 tefachim, and it originally was 12, and you want to dig it back up now and make it back into 12 tefachim, so that's also, it's obvious in such a case that that's going to be aser. Dikatarach tircha yisera, and therefore light. Since that's a tircha yisera, to dig 10 more tvachim into the ground, so therefore that's pasha, that's loy, that's going to be usr, you're not allowed to do that on chol hamoed. However, the Gemara says we have a shaila in the following case. Tvachayim al shiva mahu. Let's say the canal right now is 2 tvachim, and you want to dig it back to 7. So is that mutter? Mahu? Is that going to be mutter? Hacha chamisha kamamik v'hacha chamisha kamamik. Again, we said when it's right now 1 tefach and you want to dig it back to 6, so that's mutter. So you were digging 5 tefachim into the ground and that was mutter. Here also you're digging 5 tefachim into the ground. You're taking it from 2 to 7, so therefore it's going to be mutter. Idilma kevan diika tefach yisera ika tircha tfei. Or maybe no, since maybe over here you're going 7 tefachim into the ground, there's that extra tefach, maybe that extra tefach already makes it problematic, that's already going to be tircha yisera, and therefore you're not allowed to do that on chol hamoed, to which the Gemara says, teku, we'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to tell us the halacha in this case of 2 to 7. We'll just do a few more lines. Now we're going to move on to the topic of Tzarchei HaRabim. Says the Gemara that Abaye Sharer Levnei Bar Hamdach L'Shachufei Nahara. That Abaye, he allowed the Bnei Bar Hamdach to clear out the river from different branches that fell into the river. We're going to see soon that this was drinking water, and it's a Tzarchei Rabim, everyone was drinking from this water, so even though it's Tircha Yisera, Abaye allowed them to clear out the river from the branches. For Tzarchei Rabim, you're allowed to do even a Tircha Yisera, even though for a Dov or a Aved, you're not allowed to do a Tircha Yisera. Tzarchei Rabim, for something that's a public need, you're allowed to do a Tircha Yisera. Rav Yirmiyah Shara Luhu Levnei Sachvasa L'michra Nahara Tamima. Also, Rav Yirmiyah, he allowed the Bnei Sachvasa to unstuff a spring that got stuffed up. And Rav Ashi Sharalul of Neimasa Mechasia Lakaduche Nahar Bornitz. And Rav Ashi, he allowed the Bnei Masa Mechasia to take out the rocks from the river Nahar Bornitz to unstuff the river. And Amar, he explained that Kevin de Shasu Mine Rabim, Ke Rabim Dami, since many people drink from this river, so therefore it's like Tzarchei Rabim. Utanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Eisen called Tzarchei Rabim, they are allowed to do all Tzarchei Rabim on Cholamayit. So even though this was a Tircha Yisera, for Tzarchei Rabim, you're allowed to even do Tircha Yisera. For more on the topic of Tzarchei Rabim, Bezrat Hashem will discuss a lot more on this topic in the following Amud.